2008年上海高考英语听力试题
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Will Mrs. Johnson be here tomorrow for the meeting?
Probably not. She called this afternoon to put off the meeting till next week.
Question. When will the meeting be held?
2. It seems Nancy never wants to do anything but play tennis.
That's what she likes to do most.
Question. What can be inferred about Nancy?
3. So how do you like this oil painting?
If I had enough room in my apartment, I would buy it.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
4. Peter, want to take a walk?
No, I have to go down to the yard now. I'm building some bookshelves.
Question. What will Peter probably do next?
5. The driver is being outside of the taxi for 10 minutes now. Shall we hurry up?
That's all right. We're paying him anyway.
Question.Who are the speakers talking about? 6. The copying machine is broken again. I'll call for the service.
It's only jammed. Just remove the paper stuck in it. I'll show you.
Question. What will the woman do?7. It's impossible to find a place to park before the class at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we seem to make more parking areas here.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. Can we meet later to work on our presentation?
How about noon?
Question. What does the woman mean?9. Would you tell me what time the dormitory doors will be locked?
No problem. In face, I can give a copy of the dormitory rules.
Question. What does the man want to know?
10. Look at this red painter on my dress. Why did the park paint the chairs?
That's too bad. They might at least put up a sign there.
Question.What does the man imply?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Juana Lopez has invented a number of things over the years. One day, she had an idea for a dishwashing machine that worked without using water. She went to see several dishwasher manufacturers about producing the machine, but none of them were interested.Juana found investors to support her idea and founded her own production company. She spent millions of dollars on developing her dishwasher, and it was put to the market 3 years later. From then on, sales were very good, better even than Juana had hoped. But Global Domestic, One of the companies that she has been to see made its own waterless dishwasher. Juana obtained one and found they used the technical ideas she had developed. She had obtained legal protection for these ideas so that other companies could not use them. After a long legal process, Global Domestic was forced to stop making its competing dishwasher and to pay Juana several million dollars. Now Juana's waterless dishwasher has 40% of the worldwide dishwasher market, and this is increasing every year.
Now listen again, please.
Juana Lopez has invented a number of things over the years. One day, she had an idea for a dishwashing machine that worked without using water. She went to see several dishwasher manufacturers about producing the machine, but none of them were interested. Juana found investors to support her idea and founded her own production company. She spent millions of dollars on developing her dishwasher, and it was put to the market 3 years later. From then on, sales were very good, better even than Juana had hoped. But Global Domestic, one of the companies that she has been to see, made its own waterless dishwasher. Juana obtained one and found they used the technical ideas she had developed. She had obtained legal protection for these ideas so that other companies could not use them. After a long legal process, Global Domestic was forced to stop making its competing dishwasher and to pay Juana several million dollars. Now Juana's waterless dishwasher has 40% of the worldwide dishwasher market, and this is increasing every year.
Questions. 11. How did the manufacturers feel about Juana's idea for a dishwasher?
Why was Global Domestic forced to pay Juana much money?
13. What is the story mainly about?
14-16 are based on the following speech.
Attention, please. In a moment, you'll be starting your tour, but there are just a few things I'd like to run through. The Galapagos Islands National Park, which has come up with some rules which I'd like to read to you now. The most important rule is that no plants or animals or any other natural objects are to be removed from the park. Doing this could harm the balance of the park, and it's also illegal. Also, be careful not to transport any live material, such as seeds and insects, to the islands or from one island to another. This, too, is against the law. All the islands have their own unique plants and animals, and any introduced species could destroy the whole system. Please don't take any food with you. If you drop as much as an orange seed, it could grow into a tree and damage the existing system. Humans are only temporary visitors to these islands, and we want to make sure the only things we leave behind is our footprints. Now, moving to the wildlife of the park, please don't touch the animals under any circumstances, because some animals are remarkably fearless. But they'll quickly lose this fearlessness if they are reproached by humans. Don't feed the animals, don't leave litter on the islands, or throw any off your boat. Carry along a bag of some sort if you need to put litter in.
Now listen again, please.
Attention, please. In a moment, you'll be starting your tour, but there are just a few things I'd like to run through. The Galapagos Islands National Park, which has come up with some rules which I'd like to read to you now. The most important rule is that no plants or animals or any other natural objects are to be removed from the park. Doing this could harm the balance of the park, and it's also illegal. Also, be careful not to transport any live material, such as seeds and insects to the islands or from one island to another. This, too, is against the law. All the islands have their own unique plants and animals, and any introduced species could destroy the whole system. Please don't take any food with you. If you drop as much as an orange seed, it could grow into a tree and damage the existing system. Humans are only temporary visitors to these islands, and we want to make sure the only things we leave behind is our footprints. Now, moving to the wildlife of the park, please don't touch the animals under any circumstances, because some animals are remarkably fearless. But they'll quickly lose this fearlessness if they are approached by humans. Don't feed the animals, don't leave litter on the islands, or throw any off your boat. Carry along a bag of some sort if you need to put litter in.
Questions 14. What can tourists leave behind?
What is the most important rule during the tour of the national park?
Why does the guide emphasize the park rules before the tour? Section C, directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the number of blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on the answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. I'd like to send this package to India.
I'll need you to fill in a customs form, please.
Sure. Contents in detail, sweater, value $50. Weight? Oh, I don't know the weight.
Put it on the scale.
There you go.
Okay, that's 1.5 pounds.
Really? How much is that in kilograms?
Oh, over half a kilo. Now, is it in ordinary mail or air mail?
Ordinary mail, please.
That's going to be $13.72.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. I'd like to send this package to India.
I'll need you to fill in a customs form, please.
Sure. Contents in detail, sweater, value $50. Weight? Oh, I don't know the weight.
Put it on the scale.
There you go.
Okay, that's 1.5 pounds.
Really? How much is that in kilograms?
Oh, over half a kilo. Now, is it in ordinary mail or air mail?
Ordinary mail, please.
That's going to be $13.72.
Thank you.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
My homework assignment is too hard.
What is it?
I'm doing all of the report on the outstanding woman. I chose Stucco Ogata. I have to present it to the class tomorrow.
Do you know the material?
I think so.
Okay, let's practice. I ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right, then. Just why is Stucco Ogata well known?
She worked for the United Nations as a high-ranking official on refugees. She worked on the job for 10 years and supervised 2,200 people.
What are the refugees?
Well, refugees are people who leave their countries to escape wars or other problems.
Is the refugee issue a big problem?
Yes, worldwide. Now there are about 17 million refugees.
Wow. Last question. Why did you choose Ms. Stucco to fill your report?
She is successful. She moved to the United States and received a PhD from UC Brooklyn. As a Korean woman, she also got married and had two lovely children.
Now listen again, please.
My homework assignment is too hard.
What is it?
I'm doing all of the report on the outstanding woman. I chose Stucco Ogata. I have to present it to the class tomorrow.
Do you know the material?
I think so.
Okay, Let's practice. I ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right, then. Just why is Stucco Ogata well known?
She worked for the United Nations as a high-ranking official on refugees. She worked on the job for 10 years and supervised 2,200 people.
What are the refugees?
Well, refugees are people who leave their countries to escape wars or other problems.
Is the refugee issue a big problem?
Yes, worldwide. Now there are about 17 million refugees.
Wow. Last question. Why did you choose Ms. Stucco to fill your report?
She is successful. She moved to the United States and received a PhD from UC Brooklyn. As a Korean woman, she also got married and had two lovely children.